You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a three-headed shot there because we've got an amazing real estate content cornucopia. I got to just say it. We've got Ken Rosen, the oracle of historic real estate, the book writer, the whole thing. He's going to teach you how to make money in real estate. Kurt Felici, practice leader for Marcus here in Dade County. What a business you have built in Dade County, Kurt. And of course, my man, my old and dear friend, Gene Berman. Gene is the guy who Marcus Imhlischap sent on a spaceship to Miami with nothing, nobody. Gene came out here, and everything you see on the eastern seaboard for Marcus Imhlischap, Gene's fingerprints are on. So really, I'm not going to say too much. First, I want to ask Gene to talk a little bit about Marcus, then Kirk to talk a little bit about Marcus, and then we're going to let Ken do the ad for Marcus because we know that's what he's going to do. Gene, so tell me a little bit about Marcus here in town and what you've been up to.
Thank you, Jim. Been with Marcus my whole adult career. I came out here 20 and a half years ago to plant the flag here on the East Coast. There was one other office in Atlanta at the time, and now we're populated not only through Canada, but the Northeast through Boston, through the New York Metro, the Mid-Atlantic.
How many people in the footprint?
In what I was responsible for, there was I oversaw 30 profit and loss statements, 25 managers, and over 600 agents. We did approximately $15 billion in sales per year.
Hold it. I just dropped the mic.
But the biggest claim to fame in growing anything and listening to Ken is certainly need the skills to be able to execute. And one of the things is the first tenet of leadership is to create more leaders. So I took a number of people out of the sales force, put them into management positions, and they thrived. Kirk was the first person who did that.
I remember Kirk. I first met Kirk when he had like a listing on an office building across from Burdine's, I think it was, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh, my God. How do I remember
Kirk
that?
Was a very successful agent, believed in our platform. We're a 45-year-old company. There is a George Marcus. There is a Bill Millichap. They're co-founders.
And Harvey? Was there Harvey?
Harvey Green was the president after Bill Millichap, and then John Caron became the president. And now Hassam Naji is the president.
He was CEO. Like a research guy, right?
He started with Grubb & Ellis several years ago in the old Hal Ellis days. He's doing a fabulous job. We went public in October of 13. So we're celebrating our third anniversary. And one of the things that we have done, a little bit different than the other majors, is we built the business from a private party point of view and grew into institutional business. So the other companies primarily started in the institutional business, leasing, corporate services, financing, and management. And the private party business was secondary to them. So George and Bill founded the company on hiring agents with high integrity, sharing of information, exclusive listings, and one thing led to another, and we've gotten traction in the marketplace. So it's great to see Kirk and others take the ball and grow the company accordingly.
Now, Kirk, since you've been running the company, why don't you give me a little quick overview of where you see the market today?
Today, the market's strong. So with Ken talking about investment real estate, there's the fundamentals that are part of the six that he talked about is, you know, employment's good. Vacancy is as low as it's been. Year over year, rent increases are happening down here in Dade County. Equity is what pulled us out of the recession. So you know the banks are requiring more money down capital, and the return on investments because of the low interest rates are right there. So I think the market is good. It's a normal market. I don't think anything in the horizon is going to curtail investment real estate.
Now, I do want to bring Ken in, and I want Ken to tell the story he told in the last segment because I think it's indicative of what Marcus Imhlischap does for their value proposition. Ken, how did Marcus Imhlischap help you with your disposition of your headquarters building?
They Ben Silver, who was the agent, came to me. The building was not on the market.
Right.
We indicated to a few brokers that it could be available.
Okay.
And they brought in a family out of San Salvador.
Okay.
And that family wanted to buy a trophy building. That's for their first investment, in which the Kendall is
sure.
a trophy building. It's
yes.
a beautiful building.
Yes.
I look at it as a living organism. It was my partner for 32 years.
I love this guy.
No, it's a,
I love
it. It's not concrete block. It's just not concrete block. It's my, it was my partner.
For
we
sure.
talked to each other.
I understand.
And
was,
I blessed.
That was number two. After location. That was not. It made the number two.
At any rate, I was really thrilled to see a fine family like that take over the building. The new owner asked me to go to lunch, and we got along great. And they were so proud, and they wanted to keep the name. Everybody said, they're going to keep the name, they're going to keep the name.
That's wonderful.
And they did keep
That's
the
wonderful.
Name. And I drive by it because I bought two buildings to the south of it that I own.
Right.
And when I drive by it every morning, I say, hi, partner, I love you.
Now, to me, the big thing that Marcus and Millichap did, you were in your original basis was like about $3 million. What did they get you as a price?
They got me a good price. It wasn't quite as much as I wanted, but no seller gets exactly the price
not.
He wants.
Of course not.
But so
can't make it a perfect deal.
I was kind of complaining, and Ben said to me, Ben Silver, well, I got you $236 a square foot. And you know something? It was a good price. But it was a fair price. The buyer got, listen, that building today, I think I'd buy it back for $1 million more.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm not sure I would.
That's great.
I, you know, I have
we'll
to,
see if we can make that happen for you.
There you go. I know Alex is already calling him up. I see his phone is ringing. It's Alex.
Right, right.
That's totally terrific.
I got to watch out what I say.
Nah, don't worry about it. But, Kirk, this is your standard type of client. It was what Gene was talking about. It's the private client.
Yeah, 84% of all transactions are the private clients, $1 to $10 million.
And so what you really do is you help families monetize, in many cases, the largest asset in their portfolio.
Absolutely.
Now, Gene, how did you go about building the team, obviously, from the ground up?
I look back, and I had half the amount of energy that you were displaying today.
Man.
And I started out of a hotel room. And instead of, we did something that was contrary to the market, and that is we trained agents from scratch. We did not go and raid any of the other brokerage houses and look to pick people up. Because we believe in exclusive listings, representing sellers in the marketplace, and it's a very abstract sale. Someone can sell it themselves, they can have someone else sell it, they can have a family member sell it. So why are they gonna use Marcus and Millichap? And what you're gonna find is that they're gonna use Marcus and Millichap because we can create a capital event and have out-of-area capital to compete with local market capital to pay more for the real estate.
Well, you see, that's a concept that in today's world is daily. Everybody sells that. We're in Miami, international,
right.
Come up, up, up. When you first came to town, you were the only person that was talking about, I'm going to use a fancy word, the disintermediation of the yield. And you had your list of people from California that you brought here that were willing to buy Florida real estate because it was, I got to say it this way, a bargain.
you're very kind. One of the ways we looked at things, especially coming to a new market, is I coined the term having immigrant eyes. Immigrants come to a city like Los Angeles, and they always see the upside. They look out of the front windshield. They don't look out of the rearview mirror. So coming here back 20 years ago, apartment buildings were selling for $20,000, $30,000 a unit. And we were just coming off the RTC FDIC problem, and there were bargains out there. And so we had a vision as to what it could be because of our placement around the country and other capital markets. And no one could believe what the capital costs were in a Los Angeles, a San Francisco, and a New York. And so there was a bargain here, and people took advantage of it.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I know Ken's got to go. So, Ken, I want to thank you so much for all that you've done for all of us here, for sticking on a little bit longer to tell us your experience that you had with Gene and Kirk and their team. Just one last little bit. If you were going to say something about the folks from Marcus and Millichap, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I would say reputation and track record.
Okay. And I would assume that they have a good reputation and a good track record.
I'm sitting here with two guys, and I feel honored that I'm with them.
The honor's ours.
Yeah.
The honor's ours.
And you know, I mean, they came
Notice they didn't say the guy over here, right?
Let me say that. Great people. Respected in the industry, and they perform.
Well, gosh, I'm going to stop right there because I can't do any better than that. Well, I want to shake your hand, Ken. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. When you start your book tour, I want to be your first stop. You tell that to your people. We'll make great content for you. You guys, can you stick with me and do another segment on Marcus?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be back. We're going to find out what the Marcus guys think about the market, what's coming, what's going, what's hot, what's not. We'll be back after this. Ken Rosen is in the house. I love it. Back after this with great information you can use to make money right away.